Old man winter is just around the corner, and immune systems are failing faster than conservatives are being deplatformed on YouTube. But one thing that will never fail is the gourmet coffee goodness you've come to expect from every cup of our Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee, made by our friends at the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum of Hagerstown, Maryland. Our fresh, aromatic, gourmet coffee is made from 100% fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, and then delivered to you fresh. So, whatever you're working at, not failing at, count on Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Order today and whole bean or ground or even decaf at crusadechannel.com/coffee or by phone at 844-527-8723. That's crusadechannel.com/coffee.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. Election cybersecurity official Chris Krebs is looking for work. Michigan Republicans unblock certification of Detroit's election results, and more voter fraud in Georgia. President Trump Tuesday fired election cybersecurity official Chris Krebs after he openly dismissed Trump's claims of fraud in the November 3rd election. Trump announced in a tweet that he terminated Krebs, director of the Department of Homeland Security, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. After publicly contradicting Trump's claims of widespread fraud, Krebs' fate became a bureaucratic football last week. Krebs, a former Microsoft executive, led CISA since 2017 and recently launched a rumor control website to debunk claims of voter fraud. A CISA panel declared Thursday that the November 3rd election was the most secure in American history, rejecting Trump's claims of widespread fraud. A bipartisan panel in Michigan's largest county unanimously certified its presidential results on Tuesday night, a stunning reversal just hours after Republicans had temporarily blocked certification based on dubious claims of voting irregularities in Detroit. The Wayne County Board of Canvassers initially deadlocked 2-2 on whether to certify the results, with two Democrats voting to certify, two Republicans voting against it, citing concerns of examples where Detroit precincts had found discrepancies during their post-election review process. That vote was immediately condemned by Democratic officials and nonpartisan experts who said the election in Detroit had been conducted cleanly. A second Georgia county has uncovered a trove of votes not previously included in election results, but the additional votes won't change the overall outcome of the presidential race, the Secretary of State's office said on Tuesday. A memory card that hadn't been uploaded in Fayette County just south of Atlanta was discovered during a hand tally of the votes in the presidential race that stems from part of a legally mandated audit to ensure that new election machines counted the votes accurately, according to Gabriel Sterling. He's a top official in the Secretary of State's office. The memory card's 2,755 votes are not enough to flip the lead in the state from Democrat Joe Biden to Republican President Donald Trump. Two individuals have been charged with multiple counts of voter fraud after allegedly submitting fraudulent voter registration applications, all on behalf of homeless people, according to the LA County District Attorney's Office. The pair submitted over 8,000 fraudulent voter registration applications between July and October of this year. Additionally, one allegedly falsified names, addresses, and signatures on nomination papers under penalty of perjury to run for mayor in the city of Hawthorne. The matter remains under investigation. One of the parties is facing 15 years in prison. The other man, facing 7. Coming up, our saint of the day, the dedication of the Basilicas of the Apostles Peter and Paul, is a feast day on the liturgical calendar of the Catholic Church. It's celebrated on the 18th of November. This feast combines a standard celebration of the dedication of a church for St. Peter's Basilica and the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. Our quote of the day: to love God as he ought to be loved, we must be detached from all temporal love. We must love nothing but him. Or if we love anything else, we must love it only for his sake. St. Peter Claver. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Happy fall, y'all!
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2021 Kia Soul LXs are only $16,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. This includes $2,000 Kia customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,345. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal! And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by November 30th, 2020. Example stock number K21294, MSRP $20,245. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Today is the dedication of the Basilicas of St. Peter and St. Paul. The dedication of the Basilicas of the Apostles Peter and Paul is a feast day on the liturgical calendar of the Catholic Church, and it's celebrated on November 18th. This feast combines a standard celebration of the dedication of a church for St. Peter's Basilica and the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls, which were both built by the Emperor Constantine the Great during the 4th century. These sites had already been visited by pilgrims for over a century when the basilicas were built to honor the apostles, traditionally believed to have been buried there. The basilicas were originally joined by a colonnade, which was built despite the distance of several miles between them. Their significance in the Catholic Church is emphasized in the reference made to them and the obligation on Catholic bishops, in which they're required to go to the tombs of the apostles in Rome every 5 years to report on the status of their diocese. This requirement was initially set out in 1585 by Pope Sixtus V, who issued the papal bull Romanus Pontifex, which established the norms for these visits. On the 31st of December 1909, Pope Pius X decreed that a bishop needs to report to the Pope an account of the state of his diocese once every 5 years, starting in 1911. The U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan and Iraq is going to be reduced to 2,500 in each country by mid-January, Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced Tuesday. Miller made the announcement in remarks to Pentagon reporters that highlighted the next step in what he called President Trump's plan to bring the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to a successful and responsible conclusion and to bring our brave service members home. A 2-year investigation by the Tallahassee Police Department into the horrific sexual exploitation of a young teenage girl netted a staggering amount of arrests, with more than 170 people charged over recent months. Tuesday, TPD Chief Lawrence Revel and state and federal officials announced results of Operation Stolen Innocence, a highly secretive investigation into the commercial sex trafficking of the girl, who was 13 and 14 when the alleged offenses occurred. The investigation, which police officials declined to even acknowledge for months, was likely the biggest of its kind in Tallahassee's history. Harvey Weinstein's fallen ill with a fever. The convicted sex offender and disgraced Hollywood mogul, 68, who's currently serving a 23-year sentence at Wen Correctional Facility in Erie County, New York, is being closely monitored, his rep confirmed on Tuesday. Although she would neither confirm nor deny that Mr. Weinstein has tested positive for COVID-19, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention lists a fever as a common symptom of the highly contagious virus. Weinstein was reportedly diagnosed with the coronavirus in March, according to law enforcement officials. Senator Chuck Grassley, also ill. He said Tuesday he had tested positive for coronavirus. The 87-year-old missed a Senate vote Tuesday after he began quarantining following exposure to the virus. Grassley is third in line to be the president and is the most senior Republican in the chamber. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.